What made you want to come out here today?
Well, I'm very tired of oppression, tired of the system, and I think that it works the best by keeping us apart. So I wanted to show that I'm standing for this cause.
And during your speech, I heard you mention that you've gone to multiple protests in the past, and this is a part of your life pretty much. So can you maybe talk a little bit about that and why social justice is so important to you?
Yeah, so like I said, I'm tired of the system. And so I've been burdened to go around, protest it, but do more than protest it. I want to find others that we can link arms and fight together. I don't mean physically fight necessarily, but fight together with a common cause, because like I said in my speech, if we stand together, we can win. And that's the only way. But the system has done a good job in separating us based on color, religion, even some beliefs that are not even important. And so I want to be sure that everybody knows if we come together on one thing, even if it's racism, we can win.
And it looks like you have a really large group here today. Do you know how many people from your congregation are here today?
I would say there's probably 50 to 100, but I'm not for sure. I didn't count.
So why do you think it's important to have different faith communities present here today?
Well, I think it's important for us all, again, going back, to realize that there are some things that we just stand for because we're human. It's not based on our faith, our religion. It's because we're humanity and everyone deserves certain rights, no matter where they're coming from. I would just like to say that it's time for us to not just march and go to rallies, but to take action, find our leaders, and come together.